goodness. Mm-hmm. We take a sip, and then we take a dip into a brand new show. Welcome to Beyond Greenland, the Vinland Saga.
You know, you stumbled through that so much I couldn't possibly join you, but I love you, bro.
No way.
Or...
Skull!
What?
Okay. Welcome to Beyond the Basement, the complete breakdown podcast.
We break down your favorite animes, mangas, shows, whatever we get tickled by or our fans tell us to do enough. And we're here, jumping deep into the saga of Vinland.
So,
which could get you drunk if you're not careful.
Indeed. Vinland. So we are indeed back.
Vineyard.
You should give us a bit of an applause, okay? We're all, hey, you, let's pat ourselves on the back. We have 100%ed something. No. You're supposed to. Tears. There you go. No, to yourself.
Oh, but
have you
I
never
missed...
done this? Did you not go to grade school?
I never followed directions the first three times, okay?
Give yourself a round of applause because we've 100%ed Attack on Titan.
Yes!
And proud of that. So, for now, of course, up until sometime, hopefully early next year, right? This is January of 23?
We'll see.
And then probably January of 24 and perhaps 25 as well at this point.
The final season.
Yes.
The final, actually final.
In the meantime, however, we have to move on. We have to keep moving forward with our lives. And so we decided, because we were kind of undecided, we took a poll. I think a lot of you guys already know this. We took a poll and tried to see, what does everybody want us to do? We did start some Demon Slayer in between the last break and Attack on Titan, and we kind of, took a break from the show. But at any rate, we are wanting to sort of experiment with some other shows and see what you guys think. And so today we're starting with Vinland Saga. There's only one season so far, a second season... It's coming forthwith. Is that the correct use of that?
January,
I believe so.
2023.
January 23. So we're on time for this one. So we're going to do it. We're going to do our normal kind of breakdown type of thing. None of us have seen this, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
So we're watching this straight up. We're going to try and find a way to stream our...
We would like
Excuse
to
me.
Have a watch party.
Yeah,
but
is what
I,
he's trying to say.
I'm looking for tips. If you're the kind of person who's into Twitch and you know more about this than I do, which is probably everyone, you should let me know because
please
it's
email
everyone
us.
But people in this room.
Everyone
and,
except for
and give
who
us
try
advice
to
on how to have a watch party properly so that we don't look like morons.
Yeah, I mean, I can figure out the tech side of it, I'm pretty sure, with a little bit of effort. But what I'm not sure is the copyrights, because I've live streamed on other platforms, and the second you have something copyrighted playing, they ding you.
You're
and cut the stream.
Are banished
yes.
from the internet.
And I don't want to go into Gnashing of Teeth or Outer Darkness myself. So for that reason, we need help putting together the actual... Otherwise, it's just going to have to be the typical YouTube reactions that we've done. Okay. Having said that, shall we begin?
We shall begin.
Do you want to, somebody else want to recap the episode? I feel like I'm
ill-suited
for this.
Before we begin... I'm not sure if I'm ready.
Ready for what?
To jump in.
Okay. Why are you not ready?
I just don't feel like we're ready.
I'm so confused right now.
He's pulling something, but none of us in the room know what it is. We're trying.
It's my first cue, so I'm trying to ask you to cue me back up.
Okay.
Do we need a word from our
sponsors? Let's jump in.
No, I'm not ready to jump in.
I don't
what
know.
What can I do to get you ready to
okay,
jump in?
Maybe ask me one more time.
Who's
ready to jump in?
Are you ready to jump in?
Soda!
Okay.
Oh.
Sorry. I missed my cue. That you guys didn't know was coming.
No. This is like a bad version. This is the episode of Whose Line Is It Anyway, but they canned it. They were like, they didn't pull this one off.
That's right. Yes. This is Rachel.
Hello.
This is Eric.
Hello.
I'm excited to jump in. My name's Peter.
Soda.
Let's go. Soda. Yeah. Do you want to do the recap?
Okay, I think I can recap this one.
Okay, this will help you kind of get it deep into your heart.
We begin our story somewhere very cold and snowy on the ocean, and there's a couple of guys, Thor's and Thorsland.
Thorax, I think was
Thorax.
The
too. There's a bunch of Thors. They're on a boat, and they're messing kids up. And the action's pretty well done. It is Dynasty Warriors on the ocean with Vikings, okay?
Yes.
It's one is man versus the world, very sharp swords, cutting people in
I don't
pieces.
Think he's human. I'm sorry.
That's kind of the legend.
He's empowered by Thor, the god?
I suppose.
Okay, so he's cutting people up, and I feel like even while I was watching it, it seemed clear enough because they give you a time frame. It's the year 998, when was it? 989, something like that. And... that's basically giving you a quick history lesson of the show or some kind of like setup, though again that's not super clear.
Yeah,
so
it jumps from there. It kind of opened up with some action.
Yes.
Because otherwise this whole
Why would you watch this show if you would be just dialogue
and yes. world building and character building, which you have to have, but in order to kind of give you a little bit of like, hey, here's what's coming, you guys. I feel like they gave us a little taste.
They're like, so, here is a horrible battle.
They gave you the Costco free sample. That's right.
They did.
Yeah, that's the Costco one.
Here is Thor, the main character.
Thorkel and Thors.
Thors seems to be somebody we're going to see more of. Well, unless he dies. This is an anime after all.
He was in the opening, so we'll certainly see more of him.
Thor is plural.
You don't know that.
There's more than one of Thor inside of this guy, apparently.
Then, yeah, we get the opening, and then it kind of cuts to...
Oh, wait.
What?
Sorry, we already messed it up.
I did?
First,
give me the best recap. Again, I didn't take notes.
He's standing in the field, and there's grain and there's grass.
Oh,
and
right.
my first reaction was,
"Oh
that's
yeah,
not,
we thought he was in."
That's not wintry.
He's beyond the
Viking.
Walls.
You're right. That's not Viking because there's no like beautiful grain land. Right? They needed to move to get like the field of dreams to get the destined fertile ground that they all dreamed of where the mm-hmm. sea doesn't freeze.
There's no crying.
And
baseball.
So it opens up with him having this kind of like this vision, this dream of the things that are to come. And he's standing there, his kids, his wife calls to him, and then he snaps back and he's fighting this
That's
crazy
That's right.
battle.
I remember then being super confused and he like stabs a guy right through the throat.
And then we get to crazy Uncle Leif sharing stories. And
everybody needs a drunk uncle, okay?
This is like several years. I think it's about 10 plus years, like fast forwards. We get to Leif telling stories with the kids.
Yes.
And he's telling like what sounds like tall tales about being on the sea. And
he tells them
about the land called Vinland that's, you know, west of here, right? That's what he says. And then we kind of have like a bunch of little kids. We've got the, you know, mom taking care of this, you know, obviously very like little Viking house. And Thor's, who we just saw in an earlier scene, jumps in. We turns out he's like Pops. We meet the sister, Ylva. What was mom's name?
Mom. I forgot.
Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Mom.
Helga.
Ylva.
Helga.
Helga, that's right.
Yeah.
And then we have Thorskin.
Thorfinn.
My favorite part of this is going to be that.
Eric, I'm very good at this. People have told me that when I misunderstand something, that's the most offensive I ever am. So I apologize if you're of Norse descent.
Thorfinn is the child. Thor's is the dad. Thorkell is the other warrior. A lot of Thor's going
Probably
on
his
here.
Brother.
And Rachel made a good remark
a Thor
off camera.
On my side.
She said very similar to like Hebrew culture where there's a lot of L's in the name Daniel.
Right, L's word for
Rachel
Hebrew
or
God,
Daniel
yeah.
or whatever. So they have a lot of Thor's going on.
So the kids kind of start ribbing what's his name, Leif, saying it's not true. And then we get a cut of some man wandering around in the snow with chains and shackles and stuff on him. We get, I don't know if I have this quite exactly in order, but
he basically looks like a zombie.
He like collapses. Kind of the next day, we get this scene with Leif and Thor. I want to call him Thorkin because he's a kin. He's like a little kid.
Thorfinn,
and he's like, you know, tell me the real stories, and I want to go on the boat with you. I want to go on the ocean, and then simultaneously back home, we've got Helga, and she discovered they're like clearing the snow off the roof, and she's like, ah, you know, why can't we get a slave? And she gets her wish, and a slave she falls off the roof, finds a slave buried in the snow. So they go to rescue
she's
this
like,
guy.
I thought I was gonna die,
and. And they do eventually get him like back to life. But basically, as they do, Halfbreed, what's his name?
Halfdan.
He's not even a full Dan. He's only part of a Dan.
He's about half of a Dan.
He shows up and is like, I am the rule of law. And he has a chain and he like whips one of his own dudes who...
Dude, he...
Has like a fight,
gave
whatever.
Gave him a shave that no one ever wanted.
Yeah, that was pretty graphic, actually.
You ever shaved by chain? It's...
not
they made
really.
A point to like zero in on the whiskers like stuck in the chain.
It was gross.
Yeah, it's actually so manly that it actually puts hair on your chest as it's shaving it off.
So we get this unusual villain because he's not like, especially for anime, he's unusual in the sense that he's like, it seems like he's also an authority. Like he actually does respect, quote, the rule of law and like there's an order to things and he's very strict on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just why he comes for his slave. And then he kind of disrupts the whole town. Everybody knows who he is. They think he's there for a fight, but he shows up at the Thor residence and is like, yo, that's my slave. And then he's like, and so Thor's actually stands up and says, I'll pay for him. Like, what was he worth? He's like, two lambs, two young ewes. And he's like, I'll give you three. And he's like, really? He's like, I'll give you four. He's like, what if I asked for double that? He's like, I'll give you eight for this man. Because this man said, I can't, what does he say? I can't go back there, but I have nowhere else to go. And he's like crying and he's frostbitten and like, they've like saved his life. Mm-hmm. And then, so they make the payment and like the very next scene is Helga crying and being like, Dad, you're an idiot because this guy died.
He died moments later.
And that's pretty much it. Am I wrong? Like, that's kind of the end of this first story.
Well, as the guy's dying, he's telling him about Vinland and he says, why don't you come there with me?
Yes.
So they're sort of foreshadowing that the family is going on
a
journey.
There's all sorts of foreshadowing.
They also confirm in that scene that Vinland is a real place. The kid isn't sure. Thorfinn is not positive. Like, he sounds like it, to himself, sounds like a tall tale. He thinks Leif is kind of making all this stuff up. We also get a little more background on Leif, I think, as well, where he actually tells us, like, oh, no, we, like, you know, fled, and I was
we
the last survivor
tyrant
of us.
Yeah.
So the kind of the story kind of follows this family, and Leif is an uncle, crazy uncle type, you know, character, and he's coming. They've come from this place called Norway, and it was a good place, and it didn't have crazy snows, it didn't have crazy ice, but they had to flee because there was this tyrant who declared himself king, who drove everybody else out. So their people either had to bend the knee or had to flee to hopefully find a better country. Well, they did flee. Some people went to Greenland, some people went to Iceland. And people are coming and telling them, hey, a lot of people are going to die in Greenland this year. It's very cold. And then Leif goes, what if a winter so cold happens that all of us will die? And so I think the foreshadowing and the hope in all of these people, in all of humanity, I would even say, is to find a better country, is to find a country where there's peace,
yeah,
where there's hope,
yeah,
where there's a future. And this is already, in my opinion, very symbolic. Maybe we're trying to overanalyze, but I think this is the key of the show, right? The whole thing is that the beginning of the show, Thor's is envisioning this place where there's peace, where his children can be, where his wife can be, where it's just happiness, right?
Yeah,
it's
but is it not? Okay, if we go chronologically, that's the first scene, is it not? The Vinland scene where he's actually in the green?
It's just him. I think it's just him dreaming of a better country.
Yes, okay, you are correct.
It's either him dreaming of a better country, but it doesn't necessarily say that. It's like it gives us a date and it shows that battle happening, and it's like, you know, some number of, it's a handful of years before, like, the scene with the kids.
Yes.
It's probably before they're born is what it sounds
so
like.
So maybe he's actually aware of Vinland, I think he's just been dreaming of a better country like everybody is.
Okay. Now this is making more sense.
So then Leif comes and says, hey, there is a better country.
But what if he's already been there is what I'm saying.
Oh, I don't think he has. I think what the story, maybe he has. But I think what the story is saying is, like, everyone dreams of a better country. Leif comes and says, hey, there's this better country that I've found. It's called Vinland. It has everything you'd want. It's peaceful. There's grain. The natives we made
friends
with.
So Leif has been there, you think?
He said he'd been there.
Okay.
Leif.
That's right. He did say that.
So if you don't know, Leif Erikson is one of the discoverers. And the first person who lands from, you know,
500 years before Columbus,
he lands on North America.
Not a body shop.
He names it Vinland because there was so many, you know, he was very plentiful with these vines and grapes, and he comes back. And so,
you're saying if I just had studied history, I would have spoiled this.
Also, a lot of the names of these characters are part
actual
people that were in his party that when they settled in that area that he discovered.
Yes, Leif's the explorer. Remember, he's not good at fighting, necessarily.
Yeah.
But
he fights the sea.
Yes. But you've got Thor's, who is his fighter. But what he longs for is somewhere, it's this glorious place, not here. He longs for this place that is beyond the reach of everybody else.
Yeah. Right? Leif has the headdress. Charlock's mentioning. Leif has the headdress.
And the pipe.
And the pipe. And he describes the Indians as they actually are. So he's been there. Yeah.
And he says, you know, I've been to this place. It's awesome. And he's trying to kind of convince, I think, Thor's, where he goes, it's not that far. I made it there and back. You know, and Leif's like, or Thor's like, it seems like it's kind of far. And he's like, no, I think we could make it, type of deal. And then what he's saying is, it's so cold, a lot of people aren't going to make it this winter. We fled from tyranny, from our good land. We came to this land. It's not what we hoped it was going to be. It's icy. It's hard. Our sheep are dying. Mom's sick. Things aren't going great.
Yeah.
And then here, even on this land, there's slavery. There's terrible things. This guy, he's coming and he feels like he's a slave. And I think Thor, the reason he stands up for him is he identifies with him. Everybody longs to be free in a place where they can have hope. They can raise a family. They can have the good life.
I agree.
Okay, so...
So what's the battle? So what's the battle scene supposed to be then?
I think it's just showing how Viking life is hard and they have to fight to kind of get where they're at.
But like Thor's is this like, you know, nigh invincible warrior who can not only like kill men in the droves on the sea and jump between boats, but also is struck with an arrow, kills a man under the ocean, and then swims all the way to land.
To the shore, looks and watches like, all the ships burn.
Looks like as much as
distance.
A couple of miles, actually.
Yeah.
After being in battle.
Also, the arrow disappears from his shoulder and he doesn't bleed. But
and what
whatever.
Was he fighting? Yeah. What was I'm saying? What was he fighting for? So that
just
looks like,
Vikings fight. I think they're fighting for land and they're
so why
for...
doesn't he just take Halfdan and just be like, yo, shove it and just, you know, kill him and all his.
Well, they outnumbered all the people on the area.
That wasn't
apparently
a problem
before. All of your questions will be answered.
That wasn't a problem in the ocean.
I would say, for now.
We don't have enough information to address any of your questions in the first episode.
All we know is life for Vikings is hard. A lot of Scandinavians, not Norsemen, is hard. Life wasn't easy. They didn't have plentiful, fertile land that they could just make farms and grow agriculture and live peacefully. Had to be a warring culture. They had to kind of invade other places to try to get that land. And so here they are with a dream that is very similar to everybody, where you just want to have a place to call your own. Somewhere not here, a better life, paradise, whatever you want to call it, utopia. You want to have some place where you can plant your flag and you can just have peace. And so maybe the majority of Vikings historically were bloodthirsty terrorists, but I'm sure there were some good guys.
You would be too if you lived in a place that cold, okay?
Probably, yeah. If I was cold all the time, I would just start stabbing people.
Yeah, so if you ever see me when I'm like cold and wet at work, I'm like not happy to be around. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, maybe it's time to go burn something down.
But I think
at least then I'd be warm.
So in scripture, the Bible says in Hebrews that all of these saints, you're talking about Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, like they all were desiring a better land, a better country.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think that's a theme that's been playing is all these people died not seeing the promise of the country that was coming. Right. And then in the end, it says that Jesus is not ashamed to call us like brothers because we're going to be inheritors of a better land, like a paradise. There's a promised land that is promised to the founding fathers of in the Bible. It's promised. It's what our fathers were looking for. It's what the ancients were looking for. And it's what, you know, these Vikings are looking for, is a better place than they are now. And I think everybody always is looking for the greener grass. And so here's this hope that they have. The reality of their life is it's cold. It's hard. Many people are going to die.
Well, and
they're fighting other Vikings.
Is it, yeah, they have the
There's a guy
Halfdan.
Who wants to make slaves of everyone.
There's slaves.
Halfdan, not only a fan of slavery, he seems to be like the local lord in a way as well. It seems fairly clear that he like
iron-fisted
rules the roost. He has like he follows the rule of law. Mm-hmm. He is very quick to be like violent, and somebody like falls out of line. I don't know if they're. It's always hard to tell how much. In anime, like, there's certain times where they want to give you, like, visual cues, and you're like, oh, this visual cue's important, but then it turns out not to be, and that was just sort of maybe a mistake even in the drawing. Like, it doesn't quite, like, accurately represent. Like, for instance, the sister, Ylva, we were like, okay, she's 31, but she's actually, but they're trying to make it like she's, like, 15 or something like that. Like, it's really just hard to
tell.
She could
be anywhere in that range.
Yeah.
She might even be 12. You never know.
Did you guys see the pin on Halfdan's shirt? Mm-mm. He had this kind of, like, golden-type pin with, like, a circle with the cross through it. It kind of looked like it was a... some sort of like decoration of an authority, of a regent, of a lord or something like that. And so I wonder if that's, like, he's the... lord of that area, or he's the sheriff
or the chieftain.
Okay, but okay,
chieftain
this brings me to what I was saying. So before we started the recording, I was kind of saying this. I'm like, I'm interested. I want to see where the show goes, but they did not give me much to go on in this first episode. It was kind of cool to watch, but as far as like what's the plot, I have no idea.
My take is that Thoris and Halfdan are both carrying similar authority because the way that they spoke to each other and bartered and it was very calm. He wasn't challenging his authority. And
when Thor stood up.
Thor wasn't challenging his authority.
He was bigger than everybody
either.
By a head.
Yeah. So,
they wanted to work things out peacefully because
they
both
don't
want to
fight. Yeah. Yes. So I feel like if they're like chieftains, they're probably both chieftains of some kind.
At least respected.
But I think that Halfdan is more of a tyrant type. Especially yes. considering he said, you want to know how to make a heretic into a human? Chains. And then ripped a guy's face off with a chain.
And he said the only good thing around someone's neck
the
is,
only
a
beautiful
chain.
Thing,
is a chain.
Yeah. Not the gold, not silver, but chains.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's obviously not
he's
a very good guy.
He's probably rich because he's a slave trader of some sort, mm-hmm. I would guess. Mm-hmm. And he is feared, but he isn't loved. And I think that's going to be probably the difference between those two characters if we see more of him, which I would be shocked if we don't.
I was going to say, I bet.
I bet that's
gonna
who they're fighting.
We'll see him, yeah. And we're going to see... So I think... Here's my prediction. My prediction is that there's either going to be two routes that I can see happening just off this one episode.
Uh-huh.
Things are hard on the island. They kind of have this hope and this dream of this better land out there. They're going to leave the island. They're going to head to the better island, the better land, but they're going to have to fight to get to this better land.
Yeah.
And what are they going to have to fight? They're probably going to have to fight Halfyard. I think he might
also
go.
I was thinking he's probably either going to try to go two, yes. or he's going to try to stop them from going so yes. he can continue to pillage
can I give,
them.
The other route okay, I think it might go is there. He's conflicted. Should we try to go? Should we not try to go? Mom's sick. Helga's sick. Should we whatever? There's going to be something that happens, and the fight is going to come to an head with Halfdan. That's going to end up causing maybe Helga to die or whatever, and then her final wish is to, like, take them to a better place, and maybe they all go, or maybe they all go together prior to that, but I think there is going to be some more conflict.
I definitely sense that Helga is fragile and that she's going to shatter at any moment.
She looks like it.
I just feel like
they,
that's,
didn't they say
that's
that she's
going
sick
to be
something?
A defining, yeah, mother is ill is, one, yep. is what... Yeah.
You can't help with the chores.
That's what he always says.
That's why, yeah.
Okay, but my prediction was different. I actually thought that they were... So I agree, like, it seems like, yeah, the saga of Vinland, at least in this first season, is just getting there. That mm-hmm. would be my guess. But it, I know it sounds a little bit nutty, but I actually kind of got more of the vibe that the Halfdan was going to end up, like, okay.
Didn't you go
they're
with
gonna
them or
face
join
that
them?
The, yes, that they're actually be forced to join sides,
ooh.
That he actually ends up being an ally, an ally that they don't want, but they have to have because of some external force.
That would add a lot of drama to the show. So
I
that
also
could be
had
way.
That idea, too, and then I feel like at some point there will be a disagreement, and it's going to be over slavery of some kind. Like, he's going to go to this new land and be like, oh, look at all these people I can enslave. And
well,
that's
what's
going to be a battle.
Yes, I'm pretty much along the same lines, because that is kind of a strong, like, that's an actual theme in Western history.
Yeah.
People go into new lands, and you have... two kinds of people. People are like, yeah, we'll do exactly the same old
let's
stuff.
Let's coexist.
And
with
we can
people.
Hold slaves and we can do mm-hmm. what we always did. And you know, people are like, no, we're starting fresh here.
Dominate.
We want to get away from that.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of that's the vibe I was getting, because it seems to me that there's going to be something supernatural here, because we're talking about Vikings and lore, and there's just, it seems mm-hmm. inevitable. Because the kid, so.
Thorfinn.
Was looking out at the ocean, and they have this kind of very artistic piece of him like staring at the sea, and I'm like, he was meant for the sea. Obviously, it's what they're trying to say to me.
Yes,
they're trying to say he's like meant for the ocean. Like, he's gonna
he
sail.
He is Moana. I'm just kidding.
So I also can see there being a time lapse happening
yes.
in the near future, which anime does often, where
they
start
they
as young.
There's
a time
skip.
Something happens,
credits.
And then yeah, there's like a bit of a time lapse.
Because in the opening, we see Thorfinn growing up to mm-hmm. be a warrior.
He starts out happy, and then something horrible happens, and he becomes very enraged,
but
and he just stays
like,
pissed the entire time.
It seems like Thor's was part of the opening as well. So do you think Thor's is going to be the one to take him into Vinland based on this first episode, or do you think that the time skip happens, and then they go... with Thorfinn being the person leading.
I think in the next episode, we have to meet up with like a couple of things. And I can see the show sort of taking its time, but I think we meet up with whatever the motivating force to get off the island is actually going to be.
Okay.
We'll start to figure that out. I think you're right. I think mom dies. She's just like a given. Besides mom dying and anime, it's just... It happens.
There
all
has
orphans.
To be a tragic origin story.
At least
some
she's
kind.
Not going to be eaten by somebody else.
And then, like I said, I think we see some like external force, but I think that they have to give a little bit. Like there has to be some supernatural element to this somewhere. Meaning, even if it's as simple as like a sort of a prophetic calling or some version of that, where it's like like this.
Some ethereal aspect of the show will come into play.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
Do they fight with the natives when they get to the new land?
Most likely.
I mean, I don't think so. Most of the people, well, okay.
I would
in
say
history,
yes.
In history, everyone's like...
If we go by the history that I know of, just from what I've read on the internet since we watched this episode, yes, they're going to fight with the natives.
Okay, but many times, and again, in real life, when people like land somewhere new, the story is always like, Europeans conquering the world. I'm like, not true. You show up after months on an ocean, on the ocean with your boat, you're like, where's food and water? And they're like, oh, we don't speak the same language. Well, let's try to help you out here, which is exactly what happens. Now, don't get me wrong. Then the fighting begins shortly thereafter.
I was going to say, it might not happen immediately. I wasn't saying that it would happen immediately.
I'm just saying, oftentimes, like most of the time, you are in no shape to go into battle after you've crossed an ocean.
Yeah, there are some native cultures that will just shoot you in the face as soon as they see you because they don't want you there.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of, okay, so maybe that's why, okay, I've actually, we've mentioned this before, I think during, sometime during season three, I think, on Attack on Titan, talked about how Japan's an island nation, and as far as a people kind of having a history and understanding of like what it means to be isolated and then to go out into like this brave new world, Japan is it, like for sure. Like they did have some very literal walls, but that the ocean was their walls. They were quite literally an island, again, like an Attack on Titan, it's an island, and they are, you know, but in their case, they're kind of voluntarily surrounded and kept there, and like people would, there's several accounts of, you know, kind of the Middle Ages, people like encountering Japan and getting steered away hard. Like, they were violent, they shot at us, and so we left. Like, that was pretty much it. There's like a bunch of stories like that. Yeah. Anyway, so I can kind of, so here we have another story.
Stories about Ireland.
Yes, but yeah. I'm saying, like, here we have a, kind of another story that seems like this might resonate with, like, the Japanese heart of, like, you know, stuck on an island.
Brave New World.
Yeah, but what if there's more, you know? Anyway.
What about, oh, yeah. We shouldn't spoil AOT for anybody who hasn't seen AOT.
Sorry.
Whoops.
What about
I'll delete that part.
Thank you, Charlock.
Thorkell was shown, and it looks like he's coming back. So is he going to come back to this, to where they're at right now in Iceland, or is he going to be part of the Vinland thing?
Oh, okay. I got it. Okay.
We've got some ingredients, so how are they going to go together?
So there's... the other local leaders try and gather to decide what they're going to do about
the harsh coming winter.
Halfdan.
Okay.
And Halfdan actually like calls them to have like a meeting with them, but they all get killed. And then Thorkell, or whatever his name is, shows up, and he's the crazy uncle, and he's like, Thorfinn, I'm your uncle.
Not brave,
and then he trains him in the first you learn to use this,
then I'll teach you to use this.
And then the time lapse happens, and then he's a grown up.
Okay. He paints his face blue,
and there's a lot of battle and a lot of like killing people with the sword.
I just thought you were gonna go in a different way. They're gonna be like, okay, Thorkell comes in and he's got this, he hasn't talked to you in months, but he wants to like meet up for lunch. And he goes, hey, I'm just really glad to meet up. Anyway, so I've been doing this new product. Yeah, you know? And you're like, no.
You ever want to run your own business?
Like, oh, no. You like money, right? Like, oh, no.
You want to retire at 35?
Not an MLM. No. Yeah. No, I definitely think, you know, Thor's and Thorkell seemed like they were close. They fought together.
Yeah. There's definitely a brotherhood thing there.
A brotherhood thing going on there. I think they're going to sail together. They're going to work together. But yeah, Halfdan's going to be getting part of this equation. I just don't know how. The max drama I could see is him like going on this excursion altogether, and then that's kind of where the strife comes within the family.
All right, you know what I would like to see, and I think we might. Here's another prediction, just based on what we've seen, is so a lot of the characters that we've seen so far are fairly like unique in the way that they look. Unique enough that makes me think that this might be another show where pay attention to the people in the background, because they might actually end up being characters that are actually part of things. Okay. I could be wrong about that, but it just sort of looked like there's specifically the scene where they confront Halfdan the first time he shows up.
The guy who got his arm cut off?
I mean, well, that was the guy who... That was the bad dude, right? Who got the chain?
Yeah, he got chained.
But the other guy who was pointing the sword at him, there's just a handful of people standing around in the crowd there that I'm like, okay, I could see this being like a... You're not just like a throwaway backgrounder. You actually are
reoccurring.
Involved. Yeah, somehow. Because it's a small village. That's the thing is, that, again, would be historically accurate. Most of these places are not very big in population.
They mentioned a Floki in the first battle. I wonder if that's someone who's going to be coming around again as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The ice flow thing, too, when he was speaking of Flo. And he's like, I had to walk on the sea. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of what he said, his like story, we're going to kind of have to revisit a bunch of that stuff.
Yeah.
So the rough ocean, the icy ocean, walking on the sea. Yeah, that whole kind of thing. And even though, because Thorfinn's Thorfinn.
Thorfinn's, he's like an orphan.
Thorfinn. Yeah. His big thing is like, did you actually have to run? And I can kind of see it being the case. Like now he, like, you have to run, kid.
Yes.
Whatever happens next, like you gotta, yes, you have to run.
Because remember the guy says, like, Thorfinn says, our ancestors really fled from like this tyranny. And he goes, yeah, that may be the case. And he goes, where does someone, where would we flee?
Yeah, where would we go here? From here? And I'm like, Vinland.
There's only one place, right? All these paths, the land of vines, pointing to one direction. It's all the foreshadowing. It's Thor's dream to have kind of a hope and place for his family that's not frozen icy, to get a place where his wife is not maybe in such bad health because of the weather, where there's lots of more ewes to be had, where his son can, you know, grow up. So his son wants to get on the ocean. He wants to take these voyages. Leif wants to go back there. I think they're all kind of, all avenues are pointing to this direction. It's the foreshadowing we're getting. So do you think the majority of the show is getting to there, or it's they're there within a few episodes and then the rest of it is being there and trying to like work out?
I think it's the first season is getting there.
Okay.
If I had to guess. Again, didn't give me much to go off of on this first episode. But I'm in it. Okay, I'm in it to win it.
Yeah.
So
I definitely love the animation.
It's wit. We like
the
wit.
Animation.
They're
was
good.
Amazing.
We could see the characters, some of the main characters. We definitely need to get more characters introduced. Mm-hmm. It's not enough really to make a deep show yet. But I like that there's kind of Halfdan and his guys. We've got Thor killing his guys. Thor's obviously a respected person, a warrior in his town. Mm-hmm. Especially like that scene where he stands straight up.
He's like,
he's humongous.
He's taller than everybody.
He's like King Saul. He's like a head and shoulder above everyone else.
Yeah. He's got some. Yes. We did notice the 3D models getting mixed in with the animation.
I mentioned this. I'll have to include that code.
It was incredible.
The reaction video on YouTube. But I was at the end at some point, but I made a specific note. I was like, you know, they were able to mix in the CGI stuff at the animation very seamlessly. It's actually, I can tell because of the. It's so hard to animate shifting angles. What they call parallax and things like that is very difficult to do in just actual hand-drawn animation. It takes a lot of skill, takes a lot of thought, but it's very easy to do in a 3D rendering. But in this show, there's a bunch of that happening while they're on the ocean. There's a bunch of scenes where they're like kind of have like a flying camera effect that's going around like a boat or something like that. But it does not like, if you weren't looking for it, it'd be very hard to pick out. Like you can tell that they like integrated this stuff really well. So that's cool to see.
Thorkel the Tall was the historical name of Thorkel. Interesting. I did not know that.
Okay, if I'm distantly related to these, where's some of those height genes for me? Okay, like I got some blonde hair.
You ever tried sailing before?
Got them Swedish blue eyes, but I hate being cold. I'm not really good on the water, and I am not tall.
Have you ever tried plundering?
Oh, maybe I should.
Maybe you have a gene. Find out. The plundering gene.
Yeah, pillaging. Yeah, you know, I feel like a torch could feel very natural in one hand, like a sword in the other, and, you know.
Like wait for somebody else to like do some work and then just go like take it from them. Yeah.
But I don't even have like the Viking beard. Like am I?
You need to drink more mead probably is what it is.
It's mead.
The Chinese
in you.
Yeah, exactly.
Darn it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so even so though this first episode... I feel like it's the picture frame. It's kind of framing in what's going to happen and where the scene is going. We've been told, but this takes a few episodes to really pick up. The hook comes.
And I'm willing. So we're clear. I'm more than willing to take that journey.
Distance. And I don't know. I'm pretty excited for it.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
All right. Are we good?
I think so.
Okay. We will continue on more commentary, more thoughts as the show develops. I have a feeling these episodes are going to get longer as it goes on. But thank you for joining us. If you want to see more, you can find us, of course, over on the YouTubes / Beyond the Basement or however that works. I can't remember. Just go search it. And you can find us on twitch.tv/Beyond the Basement. And you can even email us at beyondthebasementpodcast@gmail.com with your ideas, thoughts, criticisms. We're always want to be wide open to those things. Seriously, if you're like, hey, don't do this or do this, we're always open to that kind of stuff. Always trying to make a better show. With that said,
if you want to get yourself a beverage vessel because you have nothing to hoist to the sky,
you should.
You can check out. We got some cool mugs and a shirt for sale.
Mug it up.
If that being said,
all right. We like
cheers.
You guys. See you next week.
Hey guys, thanks again for watching and listening to our show, Beyond the Basement Podcast. If y'all are enjoying it, go ahead and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever else you listen to our show. Check out the description below for links to our awesome Attack on Titan merchandise. And join us live on Sunday nights on Facebook for all of season 4. And some of our best content is on YouTube, including me. So go ahead and check that out. And lastly, if you guys have any questions or just want to chat with us, please email us at beyondthebasementpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks again, and we'll see you guys in the next video.